Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Binghamton Throat Punch. 60 minutes of pro wrestling talk and unnecessary nothingness with your hosts, Ian Daddy Bones and Scott Fineout on ThreeRopes.com.
All right, it is Tuesday morning. Welcome to the Binghamton Throat Punch. How you, me and Daddy Bones?
With you as always, Scott Fineout.
And Scott, how are you doing on this lovely Tuesday morning?
I'm exhausted. Still trying to get over this last weekend. Spent the weekend at Evolve.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was a crazy weekend. William Regal was there. A great match. If you can check it out on YouTube eventually, probably, and go over to WWN and buy the show. It was awesome. We had Zack Sabre Jr. go 2-0 this weekend. Had two good matches. Both shows are great. Drove Drew Galloway's car through the city. Found a parking spot. Drove a couple blocks more than I had to. He was a surprise on Sunday night. And him and Johnny Gargano successfully defended the title. So, all in all, a good weekend, a long weekend. And I talked with Joel Gertner this weekend.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that.
Man,
I was kind of jealous.
Yeah, it was kind of good. It was a good time. He was going over some different, you know, I don't even know Gertnerisms with me. But it was a great time. And the thing is, when I was coming back up, I had stayed in a hotel in Parsippany, New Jersey. And this is just a little bit outside the city, but I'd realized that I'm not a person that carries a credit card. I don't have a credit card. At 32 years of age, I've never had a credit card.
Which is good.
So
that, can consider that an accomplishment.
That alone lets me in better financial standing than most of my friends.
I mean, most people can't make it to their 21st birthday without six, and all of them are met.
Right.
And your credit's fucking ruined.
Well,
because
my mom
you needed
a bank.
N64 so bad, and Donkey Kong 64, and WWE WrestleMania 2000 so bad, didn't you, Ian? Yes, you did.
Well, my mom worked at a bank. She would have killed me. So she definitely, you know, shout out to her for definitely getting me here. But, you know, the thing with the credit card thing, though, is when you go to a hotel and you don't have a credit card, you have to pay, like, an additional fee.
Right.
And it's not like a $20 additional fee. It's like a $120 additional fee. It's like a damage fee.
Well, it's kind of like my wife in the, you know, car rental business. She can't rent a car to somebody unless they have a major credit card, and it can't be a debit card.
Yep. I've always had to use somebody else's card in that instance. So I don't have a card. I go up to the hotel and I'm like, all right, here's the deal. I need a room, blah, blah, blah. Do you have anything? Now, the Courtyard Marriott is a really nice hotel. And I'm like, man, and she's like $169 a night. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm going to hang out here for 4 hours. I'm not paying that. I get her down to $109. Now, I'm like, okay, $109 I can do. $109 is acceptable for me. I can stay a night in a $109. So, because I'm thinking, you know, you're in New Jersey, you're just outside of the city, it's probably going to be, the Days Inn's probably going to be $109. So,
right.
I'm like, okay, let's do this. So then she's like, okay, but then you need like an extra $125. Now, the whole bill comes to $212. I've got $185 onto my name. I'm like, man, I'm like, I can't get this done. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I had to go down the road. I go down to the Days Inn. Now, this is $185 in my pocket. This comes to $181. I'm like, whew. So I grab that in the hotel. The hotel is the shindiest thing you'd ever see in your life. but it ended up happening. So a word to the wise, a reason for this story is don't leave home without a credit card of some kind. And you're like, well, how can you say that, Scott? Well, I'm using somebody else's. I got my ways. You get yours. Just saying, you know, you need a credit card when you go on the road. And I missed the WWE house show. Did you go to that?
Fuck no.
You know, Corey, you know, little daddy C went to that with his family. And he did not have positive reviews of this show, basically saying, I cannot believe that I spent money on this thing.
It was kind of funny because I noticed on the Three Ropes Facebook page, you gave photo credit to John Stringer.
Oops.
For posting a picture from the arena, which was kind of funny because the picture vantage point from where John Stringer was this year seemed to be where I was sitting last year, because all the pictures I took last year happened to be from that same location, from that same angle.
Well, let me tell you something. John Stringer ended up reaching out to us and saying, that wasn't me. I was at work. So I should have just taken a picture of the Texas Roadhouse. But his dad, Okay. I credited his dad. I edited the thing and he still commented on it.
You
after
kept
that.
It in the family no matter what.
Son of a bitch. I hear that that's what they do over there. Okay. So the rave review is from Little Daddy C, and I'm going to read this because it's right from his Facebook page. And he says, I have to say that anyone willing to spend $140 just on tickets to take a family of four to see the mailed-in shit fest I sat through last night doesn't realize our guys will give you so much more, so much less than that. Now, he's talking about the local guys, and this is so true. And this is where I need to stop this, because this is my point. Mm-hmm. Why can the WWE house show come in here and just, like, you know, it sucks that, I mean, I know why, but it sucks, I guess, that they can come in with this mailed-in product, draw a number that would completely flip the indie scene of Binghamton upside down.
Right.
And then just, you know, collect all the money and leave. It's terrible. But I told you, I've been calling this thing. This thing's a mailed-in piece of shit. Like, I don't like it. The WWE, they just come through towns and they probably just roll dice to see who's going to win. But it's just, there's no why go. If it was $10, fine. But it's not $10.
Well, I mean, also too, I mean, in WWE's defense, you got to look at it. Yeah, they're paying for their ticket prices are out the ass or at the live events. But let's ask an honest question. When was the last time you paid $50 for a monthly pay-per-view?
Okay, not never.
You know,
I don't even think I have ever paid.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying like being a growing up, going to a friend's house and catching a pay-per-view, but I'm saying in general, we're coming up on 2.5 years practically where the $50 a month pay-per-view fee are gone,
yes.
You know what I mean? So in a sense, yeah.
That doesn't give you the right to throw together a bullshit show and leave town.
No, but at the same time, you know, 3 weeks ago on this show, we were discussing the outrageous amounts they were charging for a VIP package. You know what I mean? And, you know,
a steel chair doesn't cost $400.
True. But at the same time, you know,
I don't care what logo,
you know, I mean, but at the same time, I mean, there's a reason why a lot of people didn't go, because they weren't going to pay that money for those type of tickets. And, you know, based on the commercials advertising who was going to be here. I mean, seriously, why would you get excited for an untelevised highlight reel segment?
Right. I mean, you know, nothing's coming out of that, right? I mean, have you ever? And that's the thing with the WWE house shows. I think that with the WWE network, I think they should come up with some kind of way to maybe film one every week for that fan that wants even more product than they're giving out. I thought that Roadblock was kind of a right? It was a swing or miss. But it could have been a house show in Madison Square Garden that they had just a couple weeks before.
But here's the thing. They did have it as a house show.
Yeah, in Toronto.
The night after Roadblock.
What? Not on the WWE Network.
No, that's what I'm saying. They had a house show the night after Roadblock.
Right.
And all the matches at that house show, it was basically Roadblock Part 2.
Right, it was the same
thing. It was the same card and rematches.
But see, the thing is, like, I don't know why you wouldn't brand the WWE Network to have house shows, like films, every now and then. I think it's a different dynamic. I think it seems cool.
I like this.
It's not all this, like, you know, glitz and glamour, pyro bullshit. And it's cheap to put on. I mean, all you got to do, I mean, you already got you're recording this in some way all the time.
I like this background music.
Food.
It's like a cross between being on hold and I'm waiting for what this commercial is going to tell me this pill is going to do next.
We're sitting around here. We're sitting around here and we're going to get filmed like swinging and going down, you know, slides and running through parks and stuff with our family. And we're going to tell you that this drug that we're selling
is going to
cripple you and it's going to take all the life out of you. The side effects might be you might lose your arm.
You might die.
You could have an elbow. Where your ass is.
You may have suicidal thoughts. I'll put the knife down.
So how much do you hate allergies? Come over to 3ropes.com and we've got you covered.
Yeah, if you click the Amazon button so we get a little kickback.
We are enterprising mofos over here.
Speaking of enterprising, what I'm wearing.
He and Daddy Bones are rocking the 3ropes.com t-shirt.
Yeah, they finally came in last week,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Friday. There was a box sitting here on the studio doorstep. I open it. Now, you know that my girlfriend gets a ton of packages. like Amazon has always thrown over here with boxes. I'm always getting the mailman being like, God damn, you guys just need to like get your own like post office box. And so I come up to the studio and there's a box for me. And I'm like, my God, it finally happened. Yeah. Something for me to open. A package for me, Ian. I've seen you smile over there when I said my girl gets a lot of packages.
Well, that was kind of funny. And when you're going off your spin on the pill commercial, you're like, yeah, we're going to do some swinging and be going down. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're starting off with swinging and going
classic
down.
Slides in there. God, Ian, this is a family program. Actually, who am I kidding? This is not a family program. But, you know, the WWE is a family program. You like that segment or that segue?
Yes, I do.
And the WWE was in town. We'll go over the results. AJ Styles defeated Tyler Breeze. AJ Styles making his WWE debut. He did work in QCW, didn't he, before?
Yes, he did. I think he worked somebody named Sean Carr.
Did he?
In the last show. Yeah, okay. It was a six-man tag. It was AJ Styles and the Young Bucks against Sean Carr, Pepper Parks, and Jay Freddy.
Oh, look at you, the source of...
Yeah.
Man, you didn't give me the head nod. Like, you're proud of yourself for knowing that shit right there. AJ Styles makes his WWE debut defeating Tyler Breeze. I still have not heard the Tyler Breeze interview that Kyle Mills did. I still want to hear that. I feel like I need to hear that. I feel like I'm never going to, though. Mark Henry defeated The Ascension. Now, did Mark Henry defeat both members of The Ascension?
Probably. Knowing the house show, they'd probably turn it into a three-way. I mean, a handicap match.
Now who's talking what?
Yeah.
Damian Sandow and Fandango and Darren Young, Job Squad Incorporated, defeated Adam Rose, Stardust, and Heath Slater in a match that nobody gave two fucks about. Luke Harper defeated Zack Ryder. This is probably the biggest pop of the night, I have to guess.
Here's the question I have. I'm just saying, if you have a faction, and your faction is called the Social Outcast, and there's four of you in the group, why did Adam Rose and Heath Slater team up with Stardust and not like Bo Dallas or Curtis Axel?
Bo Dallas was in a different town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, they split up the squad?
Yeah. So they split up the squads this year. They always split it up between Syracuse, Watertown, Scranton. Then they go to Philly for Raw, which they were in last night. But yeah, Luke Harper defeated Zack Ryder. I think that was probably the biggest pop of the night, just because Brody Lee came back.
His roots here in Binghamton.
Yeah. The New Day beat the Usos and the Dudley Boys in the triple threat. Charlotte beat Natty. Chris Jericho beat Jack Swagger. And Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose were in town. They defeated Sheamus and Bad News Barrett. Bad News Barrett back to action, I guess, physical contact. His neck, right? It was something to do with that.
Wasn't it his arm?
I don't remember what it was.
I could have sworn it was his shoulder or his arm or something.
I don't know. But he was back.
Too bad there's not something at her fingertips that could give us all the answers.
Well, you can't because I've already kind of up the ante in here and I've already started to look, you asshole. but I mean, really, yeah, it was an arm injury. So he was not able to have physical contact. I remember that. Now he's back, apparently. I haven't really caught up on King Barrett, you son of a bitch. So I'm glad I missed it. I think the Evolve show is probably three times better.
I mean,
think most indie shows probably were as well this weekend.
I mean, it was kind of cool. I was at the last show when they were in town, and it was a pretty good live show at the time. You know, I mean, because, you know, Bray Wyatt was there, so it was cool, you know, partaking in that, you know, Firefly Follow the Buzzards and intro entrance with him. And but like, you know, I'm sure the New Day is starting to entertain me. They've been starting to entertain me.
No.
I just like their mic work. You know what I mean?
They're on way too long. And it feels like I'm still going to hold my guns.
The only thing that drives me nuts with the New Day is honestly when Big E is a forced kid's voice.
I don't like any of it, man. I still have not come around.
See, I'm one of those guys where I've been a Kofi Kingston fan for years.
Me too.
And
love
honestly,
him.
When he was back in like that 2009 feud with Randy Orton, I honestly thought they were going to do something to Kofi and move him up to that higher echelon. You know what I mean? That
he has just
level.
Become a Royal Rumble gimmick.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he's became. He's become like this generation's Tito Santana. He's the good worker that's good stuck in the middle.
It's a good call. He's the spice in Vince McMahon's kitchen that he throws on the Royal Rumble, the Royal Rumble entree. Yeah, and adds a little bit to that show once a year. It sucks too because Kofi does a really good work, and I've always been a fan of him as well. So as soon as I seen him, I don't know, he's a really good worker.
But at the same time, I'd like to see him get that like Booker T moment where he breaks into the main event level. I'd like to see Kofi at least get one opportunity.
I think he's going to need Booker T to break into the main event level or reality of wrestling. I think that's the only time Kofi's going to ever
You know what I mean? I mean, it's taking nothing away from Jack Swagger, but they put the belt on Swagger. It bombed. You know what I mean?
Can you believe he was found with marijuana? I can't even believe it. Marijuana, Ann.
Hey.
The guy is smoking the green devil's lettuce.
Just throwing it out there. Last night, the new Edge and Christian show popped on the network immediately after Raw.
Yeah, do they do that every time now?
Yeah, because the WWE's got that whatever flavor of the month show they have on the network, they're immediately pushing after Raw, whether it's Stone Cold Podcast, Breaking Ground, you know what I mean, the Edge and Christian show, or that road trip. They had a new Edge and Christian show last night where one of the ending segments of the series of this show was they referenced Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
so
God.
The first time they mentioned Hulk Hogan since they blacklisted him last year.
Yeah.
But they also made reference to the $115 million.
Yeah. He's going to see probably $15 million, but dude, can you believe that with Hogan? I mean, that's a major win. That's a media crossover win. Like a lot of people are talking about that. That's going to be really good for celebrities.
Internet saying you should do one of two things. Internet saying you should buy TNA and own that bitch. And then there's another group of people, myself included, that feels he should run for president. Cause I feel if anybody's going to unite black and whites and put an end to racial tension right now, it's Hulk Hogan and Mr. T.
Or your t-shirt.
Yes.
But that's besides the point. I don't press it. Okay.
End racism. Buy a 3-rope shirt.
Man, we've got a lot of commercials that we have to do some production for after this one.
I'll do it. My daughter's in the next room. We'll have Natalia do one. Say all the kids in school want a 3-rope shirt.
Oh man! Well, we've got a lot of things going on right now. Actually, Excite Wrestling announced the return of the Exer guys.
Yes.
This is a great team.
Yeah, they are.
I love them. Some of the fans from Excite were a little skeptical. Let me tell you, as Johnny Moose said, just trust me. And you should, because these guys are a whole lot of fun.
Well, they've been in Excite before.
Right, right. And some fans are like, and no, come on. And I think it might have been even a 2CW fan that was just coming to Excite, mm-hmm. but it's in Johnny Moose's thing, the response there. And I'm looking at that. And, you know, since we posted the news, that same fan liked the status for 3-rope. So I don't know. I guess he's convinced. But I've been convinced for a while. I think these guys add a lot to the show.
Yeah, I've seen the Exer guys in places like PPW. I've seen them in
the Monster Factory as well down there.
And I mean, even John Redbeard. I mean, he's had appearances on TNA, Impact Wrestling. I mean, Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore.
I don't know, man. I think Excite versus the World Saturday, April 30th, the American Legion Post 80. You can buy your tickets right now on ExciteWrestling.com. And there is a match that everybody is talking about. It is Chuck Taylor and it is Sean Carr. This is a match that was requested by
fans
of Excite Wrestling. And I think that it should be a good one, man. I think it's going to be a hell of a match.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, people are always saying, I'm sick of promoters making the same matches, you know what I mean, and this and that. And, you know, Johnny Moose is proving it. He's listening to the fans because based on Facebook and Twitter messages alone, this match was made because of fan demand. So Johnny's coming through for the Excite fans at Excite versus the World 4. So you're going to see Chuck Taylor versus Hybrid Sean Carr, and it's going to be sick.
Sammy Callahan also in attendance. I talked to Sammy Callahan this weekend.
He's
excited to come up here. No pun intended. but he is, you know, he said that he's excited to be back on the indie scene and really kind of being around the guys that, you know, he, you know, his friends, you know, that he hasn't been able to see in a long time. So it's really cool. Sammy's excited to take the opportunity to come back up to New York. And I talked with him very briefly. That's pretty much what he told me. Here you go. And you know, that's pretty much where he stands with that. And fans are also equally excited to see Sammy Callahan in Binghamton.
Yes, very much. The current final 2CW heavyweight champion.
Correct.
Might as well note, too. And on a quick 2CW note, thankfully, because of this weekend, I don't even watch college basketball. But for everyone following March Madness, Syracuse made it to the Sweet 16 this weekend. And 2CW made a post on their Facebook page that basically said, hey, you know, we already announced that if Syracuse wins this tournament, 2CW will return for a year's worth of shows.
By the way, they have a game Friday. They're in the Sweet 16 right now. As you mentioned, the next game is Friday. So if you guys are keeping track with that.
And the thing with that is this weekend, Syracuse had two games, I believe.
They played Dayton, the first one. They beat Dayton.
And Saturday.
Then they played Mid-Tennessee State on Saturday, and they won that.
Did they play on Friday?
They played Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Or was it? No, I think the game they had to win was on Sunday, wasn't it?
I know the one. Yeah, Friday and Sunday.
Okay.
You're right.
Well, 2CW management made the announcement.
Just a stickler for details. What a dick.
Well, 2CW management stated.
Thursday is
Wednesday. Yeah. Stated on their Facebook page that if Syracuse makes it to the Sweet 16, 2CW will return for a reunion show at some point within the next 12 months. So they made it. So 2CW is going to be returning for a reunion show.
Watch Syracuse win this whole thing.
That'd be funny as shit.
It would really be funny. The odds, realistically, from a sports guy, not a good odd. But, you know, and people can't believe they've gotten this far.
But
so.
Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have definitely happened, especially in the NCAA tournament where you get, you know, seeds that are, you know, the 63rd best team in the country going up against the second best team in the country and beating them.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing, man. It could happen. So 2CW Josh might might have bitten off more than he can chew, literally. We'll have to see. But before all that,
yeah.
Before the Excite versus world. We've got a heavily anticipated Binghamton match between Rob Cook and Little Daddy C at ECPW Stand Up and Fight.
Yes.
And ECPW Stand Up and Fight 5 is at Magic City. That's April 1st. We're not kidding. At 8 o'clock, I think. And it's going to be a hell of a match, and it's going to be Rob Cook's last match, as he said, on Three Ropes 2 weeks ago. So, I don't know, man. It's set to blow the roof off the place. I can tell you that.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know what else somebody else needs. I mean, seriously though, if you've been, I mean, really, okay, let's talk for real for a second.
Yeah.
Now there's a lot of people here in the Binghamton area that talk shit about Little Daddy C, that talk shit about Rob Cook, that talk shit about everybody.
Right.
And these people go out and they buy a ticket to this house show on Sunday and they get no emotion. They get nothing. Now, whatever, okay, about anything else other than just the emotion going into this match. Okay, now is AJ Styles a better wrestler than Rob Cook and Little Daddy C? Yes. Both of them would tell you yes, okay?
He we said it, no, I didn't say it. Rob, Corey, if you're listening to this, I didn't say
I truly it. Did, and I'm serious, though. Let's talk for a minute. They'll both tell you that, of course, right? But the emotion that goes into that match, the feeling, the ambiance in that building, The feeling that you get when you go into a building like that, like the Spike Norton show from last year.
Right.
That feeling cannot be matched. And that feeling presents a better wrestling show. And that feeling is because the people involved in the match actually give a fuck about what's going on in the match, about the fans, everything involved with the promotion. So what I'm telling you is it's not just an ECPW thing. It's not just an Excite thing. It's not just a 2CW thing. These smaller shows people throw away and say, no, I've never heard of anybody on this show. Well, if you come to three shows, you'll see that there's right. something to watch. And everybody that does go to these three shows in a row, or, you know, from any company,
or from the standpoint, 5 years worth of shows where people have been going and following, you know, stuff that's been said over the years, be it Twitter, Facebook, you know what I mean? There's a bunch of people that come to our shows and follow our shit, and, you know, it's still real to them, damn it.
Oh,
you know what I mean? We have them type of passionate fans, and, you know, like Scott said, there's a lot of history to this war, and, you know, at some point we were all involved due to whatever degree, but at the same time, it's come down to what it is. It's between Rob and Corey.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be settled on April 1st. And I can officially say I was given my blessing. So I will be there managing Nick Napoleon on April 1st.
Okay. Well, another major announcement here. You'll be in the corner of that match. Whoever takes that up, that clearly won't be a fair match. But you also have your merchandise, right? At the Three Year Ropes table.
I'm gonna have the purple shirts, and, you know, the purple shirts are gonna be available. I got them in large, extra large, and at this point I have one double XL. Well, no, I have a large, extra, yeah, well, large, extra large, double XL. I have one double XL left.
So you'll be, if not sold already.
Right.
We'll be bringing that. Of course, we'll have the Three Rope shirts. Come out and buy a goddamn shirt.
Yeah, show support. It's at this point, it's our only means of generating something for the show, which in turn is going right back into the show.
Exactly. And trying to make this better. Also, we've got a new Three Ropes on Three Ropes business. We've got a new website that we're hoping to launch this summer.
Nice.
And it's going to be, and you're like, whoa, that's a long time from now. Well, that's because there's a lot of things going into it. Over at Three Ropes, we do a lot of things. What we do is we take how somebody goes to the website and we see what's most important to our users. And we've been able to take all this information and make a website that is going to be better than what we have right now. What that means is we do a lot of live reporting. We do at every show, we do tweets, we do posts on Twitter, things like that. We're working on a way to integrate all of that into the website so that people can come and interact with each other if you're at the show. We'll have user profiles that you can sign in with your Facebook page or your Twitter page, so you don't have to create a whole new bullshit page. And people will be able to, you know, talk. If you're at the show and I'm at the show, we'll be able to talk to each other in this kind of room.
Right.
We'll also have a lot of podcasts. We have a couple more podcasts from a couple of different wrestlers that you guys know, that I'm not going to announce yet, but that's in second stage as well. And there's also a big thing that I'm really excited about. Now, the thing with Three Ropes is that we wanted to keep information from the Binghamton Wrestling, the shows, all the shows that happen in this area. We want to make sure that all the things are recorded. All the posters are recorded online so that people can go and look at the names and look at all and you know, just basically get a historical point of view from Binghamton Wrestling. So we're going to have that. It's kind of like Cage Match, so that's going to be exciting as well. And also a lot more pictures that we can post of the shows, et cetera, et cetera. So we're really excited about that. It takes a long time to get all that information into a computer, but we'll be able to eventually have the biggest database for Binghamton Pro Wrestling. And we've been looking back in the history. I mean, I remember I posted something from like 1942,
yeah,
from Shangri-La in Owego, New York. Farmer Brown had a big victory that night, Dan. You remember that? You remember that show in 1942 from Shangri-La?
Yes. Yes. I believe back in the day, that's when I started my managing my managing career. I was managing Dick Champion.
I remember, you know what's funny is I remember there were two names that you now. Okay. So when I came up with the whole, you know, we're going to do this show, right? Well, you came up with the whole, we're going to do the show, and you came up with, hey, let's bring Scott on. I had no idea what my name was.
This is back in the day, like Monster?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So the East Coast overdose came from when I was driving to your house. I remember hearing Biggie Smalls, and he's like, ain't hard to tell him the East Coast overdose. I'm like, that's cool. I'll take that. And then I remember we were just talking, and you came up with the bravado part. And I'm like, hey. And then you're like, well, you gave me a couple of different names. And I was like, yeah, Phil sounds good because it sounds kind of news reporter-y. and then you came up with, and this is the whole point, is you just said Dick Champion. You came up with two names that I'm going to ask you, and be honest, if you remember these names at all.
Okay.
There was Cornball Billy Cabbage.
Yes.
And there was my personal favorite, Mudflaps McGillicuddy. You channeled your Vince McMahon there and gave him an Irish name.
Yes.
But Mudflaps McGillicuddy. And to this day, I still tell people that the first two people that I'd ever managed was Cornball Billy Cabbage and Mudflaps McGillicuddy. I promise you, I still tell
That's
people
awesome.
That.
Awesome, and it's kind of funny.
Ridiculous.
Because the other day on my Facebook, I wanted to go into my options, and I wanted to see if I could change my name back to Ian Daddy Bones. And Facebook was like, no, you can't. You already changed your name too many times. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Those were attempts of me trying to come up with something that you would accept. And now you're actually using that attempts that I've changed my name.
Right.
So they won't let me change my name back to Ian Daddy Bones. So they're like, but you could add nicknames to your profile. I'm like, oh, so I could add AKAs. So right now it says Ian Swartwood, AKA Ian Daddy Bones. So I made a status, and I'm like, since Facebook won't let me be Ian Daddy Bones, that's not going to stop me from adding my teen heartthrob gimmick, my wizard gimmick, my brony gimmick, my shitty rapping gimmick. So it says Ian Daddy Bone. No, Ian Swartwood, AKA Ian Daddy Bones, AKA Scary Potter, AKA MC Rainbruh Dash. Like Rainbow Dash, Rainbruh Dash. And then it says Teen Heartthrob, River Paul Gosler.
River Paul Gosler.
Yep, Teen Heart. That's my Teen Heartthrob gimmick.
Dropping panties over there with
Hell
that.
Hell yeah.
Man. Oh, God.
So if we ever host another wrestling show, it's going to be hosted by the East Coast Overdose, Phil Bravado, and Teen Heartthrob, River Paul Gosler.
If we ever host another show like this, it'll be a miracle, I think. real quick, the Owego Penny Saver has ECPW Stand Up and Fight 5 show review a little bit. And, man, they just stole everything from what I said. God.
They just copy-pasted everything from
I have never, Ian. No, for real. It's really a good read. It's really good read. So go over there and read that. They did a really good job over at the Owego Penny Saver. They do a really good job of promoting ECPW as well. So thank you for them.
Very cool.
And except for it's EPWC. That's a typo.
Oh, wow.
Just trying to help you out, guys. And
East Pro Wrestling Coast.
Oh, my God. Sunday. East Pro Wrestling Coast presents. I'm like, wait a minute. I think that's wrong. I think that. No, it's not. We need the announcer guy from the Popeyes commercials. You ever seen that guy?
No.
He's a great announcer. You have to see it. I'm not even going to try to do it. Anything else you want to throw into this show here, Ian?
Yeah, a couple things.
Go ahead.
For starters, the other couple of weeks ago, I was raving about Fuller House. Well, now Netflix has something new.
Oh, God, no. The Fullest House?
No, now they got season two of Daredevil officially out, and they have Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
Oh, I seen that, and they have it in the big feature bar or whatever. Yeah. I turned it on Netflix. And I was like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah, it's their flavor of the month right now.
Can't say that with Pee-wee. You can't say flavor of the month and have talking about Pee-wee. Have me continue talking.
That's
to you.
The secret word, Conky. but yeah, they got Pee-wee's Big Holiday up on Netflix, and it was funny. I started watching it last night. I only made it like the first 30 minutes before I crashed out, but I got to go back and watch it. Daredevil, I got to catch up and watch. But we've been keeping everybody updated on who WWE's inducted into the Hall of Fame this year.
Yes.
So in the past 2 weeks, both Miss Jacqueline and last night Stan Hansen was announced that he was going into the Hall of Fame. So two more Hall of Famers, Miss Jackie and Stan Hansen. I mean, it is what it is. I don't know. I mean, it's not saying anything negative about either of them, but at the same time, it's like they're kind of running out of people.
Well, I mean, Coco Beware is already at it, right?
Yeah, but Brutus Beefcake's not.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm so glad you just said that. Okay, so this weekend, I have to go on a tangent real quick.
About the beefer?
About the beefer. This guy at the American Legion in Brooklyn is where the Evolve 57 show was on Sunday. This guy, he was in charge of the building. You know, he's the guy that, you know, just rented the building out and everything like that. So he's there and he is drunk and he's telling me, oh, yeah, Brutus. Oh, yeah, me and Brutus Beefcake's my brother. And I go, your brother? He's like, yeah, my brother, like my biological brother. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I'm not believing this guy one bit. He tells me that Brutus Beefcake came here last week. He got $750 for an appearance, and Brutus Beefcake ended up giving the guy that ended up allegedly being his brother, ended up giving him $200 just because that's the kind of nice guy Brutus Beefcake. Just shut the hell up. Okay. You ain't going to bullshit a bullshitter, buddy. And Leslie, he's going to keep that whole $750 that, by the way, he did not get. Hopefully, probably did from some Mark promoter.
What's your name? My name's Carl. Oh, Carl Leslie. How are you?
The beefer. Oh, yeah, the beefer is my brother. But yeah, so ridiculous.
Carl the Calorie Cheesecake.
You need to just come up with a bunch of wrestlers and come up with like a wrestling promotion. Get somebody to draw this thing and we'll sell trading cards. Of Mudflaps, McGillicuddy, Cornball,
Billy Cabbage. I'll just give you car instructions so you can make them at home on WWE 2K16. Here's how you make Mudflaps, McGillicuddy.
Please do. I've actually made him before.
Give him a mullet.
I'm not kidding you. Last year, one of the things, I made Mudflaps, McGillicuddy. I did have him look more like Henry Godwin. Actually, he ended up being
But for the mullet?
He had Diesel's music with the big truck, with the big truck thing, the big truck grill coming in the Videotron. Then Mudflaps McGillicuddy was a real thing last year.
It's actually kind of funny because like the other day I was on YouTube and I was watching like Nintendo 64 game intros.
Right.
So I was watching the intro to like WCW versus the World or WCW NWO Revenge, where like Hogan's standing on the or like Hogan's driving the truck and Sting like shows up in the road or whatnot.
Ow.
And they're going through like classic Nitro moments redone in N64 graphics of like guys taking out
cool.
these dudes.
That's cool. A lot of big WCW moments.
But also I managed to win $10 on a scratch off ticket last week.
Heyo.
Because here's my strategy. If I buy a scratch off ticket and I win at least $10 on it, I will turn that $10 scratch off winner into a Google Play card that I will throw into my tablet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that way it's like I'm not buying Google Play cards, blowing money on it, but if I win something on a lotto ticket, I can consider that my prize.
Okay.
So I got to.
We all have different twisted ways of making the lottery.
Yeah, some people do coke and get hookers. I like getting Google Play cards and playing scratch offs.
You rebel.
I am such a badass. But I got.
Real cowboys wear stirrups.
Yes. And make pancakes. Play basketball with Prince. But I got a $10. I got a $10 Google Play card, and I wound up buying another wrestling book.
Who's naked this time?
Well, I wound up buying the Death of WCW.
Oh, everybody's naked.
By Brian Alvarez and RJ Reynolds.
The first
I think
one?
It was. No, it was the 10-year revised edition.
Okay, yeah.
I got it for $8.
How was it?
Amazing.
Yeah, it came out with a lot of stuff.
Well, it was really cool because it was really enjoyable to put on the read aloud option. So basically, I listened.
Does Brian Alvarez read it?
No.
What the hell is that?
The robot Google Play lady.
Okay.
Does it in her, like, you know, robot.
And she can pronounce
voice.
Every word?
For the most part, I mean, it's kind of weird. Like she'll, like, sometimes she fucks up in books. Like
Damien Demento.
Like, she'll say Hogan.
Yeah.
Hogan or Fiskoff. Fiskoff.
Come
Fiskoff
on.
Fiskoff and Hogan.
Come on now.
But the funny thing is, they'll be like talking about like Super Brawl 8. They'll be like Super Brawl VIII.
You're like, hold on, how many eyes? I'm trying to pay attention.
And the worst part too
traffic.
Is the worst part too is like in a chapter, like on the page, on the digital page, the scan, they show like the chapter two, but then it has like four stars on each side of the two. So it goes star, 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 one, star, 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 and it's just
ridiculous.
It has its moments, but overall it was an amazing by the year breakdown of WCW's rise and fall. From Bischoff getting in, it was basically, and it all started, it gave a brief history of the company from like its NWA roots up until like the 70s and 80s when McMahon, you know, had sports entertainment started with Hulkamania. And then it gave like a timeline of where each company was until Nitro started. And then from there, it had a breakdown of like 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000s, and then the final chapters, 2001. But it also has like, it has the book, but it also has the original like introduction. Then it has the revised edition introduction. It has the original epilogue. Then it has the revised edition epilogue, where the first book, the first edition of the book was dedicated to Triple H and Stephanie.
Right.
Whereas the second edition of the book is dedicated to Dixie and Bob. Because now the revised epilogue has a complete bulleted list of everything shitty and dumb TNA has done and not learned from WCW's mistakes.
That's awesome.
And it's just, it's great. I mean, it was definitely a good read. It's worth the $8. I don't know how much it is on the iTunes store, but I got it for like $8 or $9 on Google Play, because I know that I had like $1 and change left over from that Google Play card that I decided to purchase the fabulous Rougeau Brothers theme. So I wound up...
The fabulous Rougeau Brothers theme.
Yep, I wound up downloading All American Boys.
Oh, good God almighty. Now, is this the one? R.D. Reynolds and Brian Alvarez,
yes.
10th anniversary.
Yep.
$10 on iPhone, iPad.
Okay.
iPod Touch. You know what else you can do? You go to 3oaks.com. You get onto the bottom. Click on the Amazon thing,
yeah.
And then you can type in the death of WCW and buy it that way.
Yeah, you could also get the actual physical edition of the book.
Heads up, real quick shout out to everybody who has been actually pounding that Amazon button. We're actually getting a lot of hits from that, so we appreciate that. You know, it all equates to pretty much $6 in our pocket so far, but you know, maybe a little bit more than that, but not too much more than that. Thanks a lot for everybody for hitting that as well and supporting everything.
Oh yeah, and for everyone wondering what if at some point during the show you hear a little girl talking in the background, that would be my daughter Natalia, because my son and daughter, they're on spring break, they're on Easter break from school right now, so I got to figure out something to do with Natalia, so I wound up
bring your kid to work day here,
yeah,
at 3Rope.
Yes, I wound up bringing Tals with me. She's in Scott's living room and she's currently watching Minions on my tablet. So she's watching Minions, has my headphones on, so she's behaving herself for the most part. I've only had to dip out once to tell her she's got to stop singing, because she's like singing along with songs and it's like, no honey, daddy's doing a podcast with Scott. She's like, oh, okay.
Oh god.
But Ian. no it's really cool. It's pretty freaking awesome. I mean, I got my Daddy Bones Madness shirts. We just got the 3Rope shirts. I'm in the process of getting the Hello Ian shirts made and the first round of Ian Daddy Bones buttons. But the thing is, too, what I'm working on is I got a friend of mine who's really good at drawing anime style shit. So she basically drew an anime version of me that looks all like, it makes me look super adorable, and it's amazing. My daughter,
she does great work, Ben.
My daughter loves it. Hell yeah. So I commissioned her for some pieces of art. So she's going to be doing like family pictures. Like she's going to be doing an anime version of Amber. She's going to be doing an anime version of Julia. And then she's going to be doing another picture that has Owen and Natalia on it. So I'm going to have all four of them in frames.
That's awesome.
And but at the same time, she also did an anime version of my skull logo that Big Drew did. So it's kind of neat seeing that, because it's like a cross between the logo Drew did and like a fucking Mega Man's head. Because it's like she's got me wearing headphones in the drawing, and it's like got the outline of my head, and I'm wearing the tie and the collar, and it just looks pretty freaking awesome. So those are going to be my next batch of buttons. I'm hoping to have like 4 anime designs, so that way I could get buttons made and have like a button set that I could sling.
At shows.
Yeah, because, you know, people like buttons. They can put it on hats, put it on your hoodie. Girls like collectibles.
Girls love buttons.
Hell yeah. People love free shit.
Yeah, yeah, man. Well,
I mean, come on. Let's be real. Half the time, that's the only reason people will talk to you. Hey, you got something for me that I don't have to pay for? Fuck yeah, buddy.
I agree. Also, at the shows, like we say, the 3 Ropes t-shirts you can get. Also, we are going to be giving away 1 3 Ropes t-shirt that's going to be signed by everybody at the ECPW show.
Hell yeah.
And that's going to be at the end of the night. We're going to give that away. So, look, man, it's big things happening over here, and it's big things for Binghamton Wrestling, and we came in right at the right time because we're just adding a little bit more push to that and a little bit more like a platform for guys to express themselves and kind of get over, you know, and that's what we plan on doing from now on. T-shirts are going to be a big thing. The more you buy, the better we get. I promise you.
Yeah.
It's all going in. My gas tank's full, man. I don't need more gas. Okay. All this money's going into this show and into this website so that we can give a better product.
Exactly.
And a better presentation.
Exactly. And that's something we're all learning going around with this. I mean, it's something I'm learning from doing my own show and bringing with me to the 3 Ropes table, and it's, you know, stuff I'm learning from doing from being at the 3 Ropes table that I'm also able to apply back within my own show. So it's, you know, our main focus right now is building our brand, building our products, and it's just freaking amazing right now. And, you know, the more you listen to the show, the more people listen to the show, the more word of mouth gets out there, the more you share, the more you comment, the more you follow, the more noise that's made, the more people are going to hear about it. And that's our goal and intention right now.
Absolutely. So, you know, we thank everybody who's already been on the show as well. Awesome stuff from Little Daddy C and Rob Cook, Sean Carr, Jesse Chestnut for sharing all kinds of stuff that we do, and Robert Rowe for sending some stuff out there as well. There's a lot of people that share our stuff, and we appreciate it all, because every single time you do it really helps us. So, you know, if you went to the WWE House show, I'm really sorry. You can make your money back, and here's how. Well, not your money, but your time, your entertainment that you were lost. You can go April 1st and you can go April 30th. And the challenge is go to both of these shows and compare both of them against WWE and see what you think and see the experience. Of course, the indie show is not going to have pyro. It's not going to have television. It's not going to have fancy lights. It's not going to have Dean Ambrose. Okay, well, we know all that.
I got an idea. I'm going to pitch. I kind of want to pitch you live and put you on the spot.
Oh, goodness.
But I don't want to do that because okay. It could be something that, yeah, but I got definitely got an idea. I got to pitch you off the
okay.
show.
Well,
that could be beneficial to those who did go to the WWE show.
Okay. We could talk after this as we usually do.
And if that's the case and Scott likes my idea, we will make an announcement on 3 Ropes today.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, we'll do that. All right. Anything else to throw into this, podcast? Yeah.
Nah, cause our listeners are smart. They know how to share, comment, follow, like, and talk shit about what they enjoy and what
right.
they don't enjoy. So even if you hate the show, just leave a comment.
That's right. We take every comment without prejudice.
Yes.
We'll bump yours up to the top if you say you hate us. How's that? All right. Well, that's all she wrote, Ian. All
righty, Scott.
So we are out of here for another week. Real quick on 3 Ropes business. Nick Napoleon, your dude,
yes,
is going to be on 5 Questions.
Very cool.
With Jimmy Hulbert. I've listened to it already on my way up from New York.
And, oh, he already did it?
Yeah, and it's really good.
Okay.
Nick has some great answers and some great stories to share. So be looking out for that.
Well,
today.
I hope Jim was respectful, because I didn't know about this until after the fact. So the fact that, you know, he did the interview, you know, it doesn't bother me. I just hope he didn't, you know, come at my boy sideways.
Yeah, no, you did seem pretty surprised. You're like, oh, he already did that?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I like being aware of things.
I don't blame you. Well, you know, you can listen to that later, like everybody else.
Unprofessional, Jim.
It's going to drop later on 3ropes.com. And we'll have some other stuff as well. Extra guys coming back to Excite Wrestling, so check that out. Other than that, we promised that we'd be out of here.
Yes.
So we're out of here.
Enjoy your day.
This has been a presentation of the 3ropes Media Network. For more, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/3ropes or visit us at 3ropes.com.